Welcome back to the show, Amber.
Thank you so much.
So, what is that you've got around your neck?
This would be a Murano glass Italian piece of jewelry that is very expensive. Thank you very much.
It looks like something Mr. T used to wear, too. I'm just saying.
It's got some gold in it.
Did you get it from an A-team, like nostalgia sale?
This was my aunt's. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to really make you feel really bad because my aunt passed away and left it to me. So how big do you feel now?
I just, for the listeners to be able to picture your aunt's bequeathed jewelry, it's like a leather bandolier with like a giant gold coin. Mm-hmm. I think Mr. T wore this in the episode where they went and sprung somebody from a Mexican prison.
The thing is that women have complimented me today on this.
It's cool.
Men do not. Women have. Danielle is in the back saying she likes it.
I like it.
Very much.
I like it. It's like a gold medal that I might want to win at the Olympics someday.
I still remember the pilot episode of A-Team. I was like 12. I remember it came on. I think it was after the Super Bowl, like back in 1980. Or so, I was like in that music, dun dun dun, and it brings it to mind. So I dig your medallion.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
You should.
I am.
And our producer Joe has a Mr. T like mohawk, so it all fits together.
Very true. And Danielle's got kind of the Mr. T attitude. She frightens me occasionally.
Okay, Amber, top that.
Let's go.
Now that we've babbled on for 2 minutes, you've got one minute to cover education research.
All right, it's going to be a sad study this week. We've got the latest results from the merit pay program implemented in New York City. This is the Roland Fryer study. Our buddy Rick here has made a compelling case that these programs are awfully poorly conceived and don't address key concerns around redesigning the profession to help attract and retain teachers, and this study will not help matters. This NBR working paper, again authored by Roland Fryer, it basically evaluated this program in approximately 400 schools, among which roughly half were randomly selected and offered treatment. Another 163 served as control schools. The half offered treatment, however, had to obtain majority vote on whether they'd participate. In the end, 16% declined. They pulled them from, they had a waiting list, blah, blah. Suffice it to say, there was a selection bias issue here that we won't go into, but the schools should have opted in before random assignment. Anyhow, onto the program. From 07 to 10, UFT and New York City Department of Ed agreed to provide bonuses of up to $3,000 to teachers whose schools achieve progress on their annual report card. Schools were free to divvy up money however they chose. Guess how many chose to distribute the bonuses equally? Quickly, I've got a minute.
Many.
80%.
Big shocker. The experiment led to no significant increases in student achievement, attendance, graduation rates, or teacher behavior. Whew. Moreover, and this is really, really bad, despite this lack of progress, guess how many schools in the study were awarded the maximum bonus in the second year?
80%.
There we go again. So one thing is clear, even though the performance measure was very complicated, this was kind of amusing, because progress was calculated relative to other schools, it meant that some schools could reach their progress targets if their peer school underperformed. So they didn't actually do anything. So what we have here is obviously not redesigning teacher pay, but a mechanism by which to award across the board bumps for all teachers.
So just to be clear, what we've got is a program whose performance measures were bizarre, which paid teachers based not on the team level or at the individual level, but just basically school-wide in most cases, and which was only remotely related or understandable to what they were actually doing in the classroom.
That's right.
Oh, swell. Well, I feel like I'm much more informed by this thoughtful study.
Yeah.
And the money was
$3,000
in New York City, which, you know, teachers are probably...
But thank God we used a modified random assignment, because that's right. It doesn't matter what... This is what's insane about this, right? This research conversation. We have these bizarrely and stupidly configured interventions, and then people get very excited because they're able to use a random assignment approach to study a stupid intervention.
Yeah, but in this case, the random assignment wasn't even implemented well,
which is
so
a problem.
It's even worse.
All right, but the bigger issue is this: that the school wide idea is a dumb idea, the bonuses weren't enough money, or it doesn't matter. The point is not to try to get a bump in test scores; it's to
attract better talent into the classroom, and the fact that you want to use dollars to reward people who are doing a bigger lift. And frankly, if you think about this, what you usually do is you want to measure people, the individual, for the stuff that they actually control. But you don't immediately want to go to the largest possible unit for everything else. If you run a United Way chapter, What you'd like to do is if people are in a unit, a marketing unit, a service unit, mm-hmm. you want, if you're going to do unit-based bonuses, you want to do it around their team because people have some ownership.
Right.
A grade level team makes a hell of a lot more sense than just immediately going school-wide for that, which doesn't make mm-hmm. sense at the individual level. It's bizarre.
Yeah. And I just, not look at additional responsibilities, productivity, any of those kind of things.
Right.
Look, I just think the whole conversation drives me crazy. We should be giving principals the authority to make these decisions on a case-by-case basis.
Well, this is what reformers are somehow think it's exciting that they've got these evaluations going. It's the most bizarre Pyrrhic mm-hmm. victory in history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I want a principal to be able to decide that when Mrs. Smith comes in and says, hey, I'm leaving for the school in another district because they offered me $10,000 more, that principal can make a decision and say, you know what? She's really good. I'm going to meet their offer. That's, none of that's allowable under these kinds of
rules. Public bureaucracies are bad at permitting right that kind of managerial discretion. When this is part of the fundamental problem.
I think, you know, teachers, at least the ones who I talk to, say, oh, I don't want it. I don't want my principal. They can hold a grudge. I mean, teachers buy into that notion that their principal could sort of, you know, mm-hmm. screw them over for a personal reason.
Like, and to be fair, I mean, our leadership tends to be remarkably mm-hmm. untalented.
All right. But everybody who has a boss has that fear.
Yeah,
that their boss
true.
Can make
that's
a dumb
true.
Decision.
You work for Checker Finn. Absolutely.
Enough said. Okay.
Strangely silent.
I'm trying to practice the awkward pause. Yes, that I've learned from you, Rick. Okay, Amber, what song goes with this?
All right. So just like this performance-based pay system has nothing to do with real merit pay, this song has nothing to do with our research minute. We are paying homage to rapper Nate Dogg, who died today.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooks a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in.